It's Current State on WKAR. Last week, the New York Times published a glowing story about MSU's new Broad Art Museum. At the same time, though, the piece seemed to take a swipe at the dining options available for out-of-town visitors. Here to East Lansing and joining me this morning to talk about the story and what's up next at the Broad, Current State Scott Pohl. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Real good.
Good,
I was
good.
This story in the Times jumped out at me. I think it jumped out at all of us.
Yeah.
It was called A Mid-Michigan Museum Draws a Crowd. What are some of the high points in the story?
Well, the first thing that you notice is this beautiful photo of the Broad Art Museum. And by now, virtually everyone listening to us has seen the Broad, or at least seen a photo of the Broad, but for a national and international audience like you expect to be reading the New York Times, it's quite a striking, eye-opening photo of something that's in mid-Michigan. The text within the story, though, starts out with a reference to the North Campus area's classroom buildings and, quoting here, run-down frat houses. And it moves on to praise the Broad, though. It talks about the Zaha Hadid design. Again, in their words, in the shape of a parallelogram that 73,000 people have visited since the museum opened 6 months ago, the pieces that they inherited from the Kresge Art Museum. To a potential visitor, the story makes the Broad seem to be well worth a trip to East Lansing.
Mm-hmm. You went over to the Broad Art Museum last week to learn about their newest exhibition.
Yeah, the new exhibition that opened last week is called Blind Field, and it features works from a group of young Brazilian artists. I talked with the museum's assistant curator, Yesomi Umolu, about Blind Field.
Actually, the way in which the exhibition curators, who are Tamela Masaka and Irene Small, kind of describe it is talking about a theory by the French philosopher Henri Lefebvre, where he describes a blind field. Now, this is in relation to kind of social economic theory, and he talks about the blind field being kind of the transitional zone between different social economic eras. So if we think about the movement from an agrarian tradition to industrial context to kind of maybe what we have now, which is a more service-based urban industry, then he talks about the blind field being kind of like the space in which we transition from a past, which is like very quickly becoming obsolete, and a future which is rather unknown. So for him, this is the blind field where you lose some information from what came before, between what came before and what is to come in the future. And he sees this, or the way in which the kind of the curators interpret this, is to think about the blind field and to think about a larger metaphor of blindness as being not kind of like a moment of being obscured from information, but a moment in which kind of you could take advantage of not seeing things in ways in which we are kind of conventionally positioned to see them. So there you think about blindness in terms of thinking about the way in which we understand the urban context, the way in which you understand economics, or in way in which you understand kind of day-to-day human experience. And you think about the blind field as being a possibility to rethink those kind of tenets of everyday experience.
How does that fit within the work of about 20 young artists from Brazil? Was this their thematic inspiration, or has it been designed to fit within the pieces that were chosen?
Well, I mean, there's an actual piece in the show called Blind Field, which is a kind of photographic piece. I'm not quite sure if the inspiration for that piece comes from Lefebvre's work, but certainly I think the concept is much more kind of the making of the curators who are thinking specifically about Brazil as kind of an emerging economy, as we like to call it, as somewhere that has obviously great historical significance and kind of great cultural capital, if we think about Latin America, but also as like a context which is going through a lot of kind of change and development. Now, obviously, Brazil is not unique in this. We think of places like China, or even we think back to the Industrial Revolution in Britain, or kind of the rise of kind of neoliberal capitalism in America. So they use it maybe as a bit of a site, as a bit of a kind of locale to think about this idea of social economic change, They're thinking specifically about Brazil, about that context, but also thinking about wider kind of nation states. So they've kind of looked at the ways in which different artists are thinking about transition and transformation, whether across issues of aesthetics, or kind of how does one think about the relationship between art and politics. So they've kind of created this bucket or this concept of the blind field and kind of looked at different artists that might kind of fit into it or kind of offer different perspectives on it.
You mentioned photography. Are there other media involved in this exhibit?
Yeah, there's a range of media. I mean, as is customary with any contemporary art art installation these days, you have photography, you have sculpture, you have a wide gamut of video and audio visual experiments. So those will be the main things. And there are a few paintings in there as well, just to think about other more traditional mediums, as it were. But it is really a mixed media show.
What is Brazil's place in the world of modern art? Is it growing? Is it inspiring young artists? We have about 20 in this exhibit. Where does Brazil fit in the bigger picture?
I mean, Brazil has a great heritage. If we think about specifically artists emerging in the 1960s and 70s, we think about the neoconcretism movement. We think about people like Cildo Morales and Elio Itisica. These are people who are kind of big names in the contemporary art world. So, I mean, definitely it's not emerging out of nowhere, and the tradition of contemporary art production has continued until the present day. And I think it still continues to be, specifically in Latin America, it still continues to be a center for artistic production. So you think of Rio as being like a great kind of meeting point for different artists. And obviously Sao Paulo, they have the Sao Paulo Biennial, which has a great tradition as well. So I mean, Brazil is definitely kind of a staple voice in contemporary art production.
What are one or two of the highlights of the Blind Field exhibition?
Well, yes, there are a few. They're definitely more than one or two, but ones that I wanted the audience to watch out for were the piece Blind Field by two artists called Cal Guimeras and Carolina Cordero. And actually, this is obviously where the exhibition name comes from, as well as Lefebvre's work. And they are two photographs, two diptychs, of kind of what looks like a conventional kind of like highway landscape. But when you look at them, you notice that the signage has been obscured by red mud or red dust. And they make quite kind of interesting kind of optical illusions. You're not quite sure what these kind of like red blocks of color are in the context of the canvas, as it were. But what's really interesting about that piece is kind of thinking about this idea of blindness and kind of obscuring meaning. So if we think about the highway and the signage that we see, those are things that kind of lead us in a particular direction. And by kind of pointing or kind of directing attention to kind of the kind of natural forces, accidental natural forces that obscure that, these two artists really kind of articulate this idea of kind of like an unexpected sort of sea change in which we have to then kind of adapt and be very kind of imaginative in responding to. So I think it's kind of a very interesting kind of piece to think about. Another very interesting piece is by a young artist, Jonathan de Andrade, who's actually getting a lot of international recognition. He was recently in the New Museum Triennial, and he's known specifically for kind of what we call excavating histories in some ways. So he looks back at kind of a number of archival sources and pulls images or documents from them and kind of uses it to tell a different history. So here in the case of this piece, which is called Tropical Hangover, he has taken a kind of a journal which kind of talks about a person's experience of 1970s in the town of Recife in Brazil, and he mixes that kind of account, this journal account, with archival images that he's kind of collected along the way. So you have images that look like tourist postcards, you have other ones that look like kind of like images of urban density, others that look like quite intimate portraits of families on the beach together. And so he kind of melds this kind of semi-fictional world together, where he's kind of revisioning the history of the city, which during the 70s had a lot of economic boom, but today, in recent times, has kind of like, as a lot of places around the world are experiencing, a kind of a big economic downturn. So here he talks about fact and fiction, and you think about blindness as well in terms of how histories are told.
The exhibit is called Blind Field. It will run at the Broad Art Museum at MSU until September 8th. Yesomi Umolu is the assistant curator at the Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.